Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dottiglia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by. They got great food and drink specials here at Acme. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. It's our Tiger Scout Notebook brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Focused on the patients and patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock, Mr. Tony, yep. Everybody there. Yep. Do a great job. It's really something to see if you're in the Thibodaux area to see what they have done. At one time, that was nothing but sugarcane field. Yeah. And now, man, they got the wellness center, the cancer center, also the new hospital.
They got a little bit of everything over there. Man, I like it.
Greg Stock and the board of directors there have done a great job building that facility there.
It's so great for the community. It's a beautiful thing, right?
When the all-field kind of went south, did go south, they were fortunate that the medical field really sort of picked up a lot of that.
Yep.
On our talk and text line from Locked On SEC on the Locked On Network, we got with us Chris Gordy. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. And Chris, I know you cover all the SEC, so I know this is nothing but about ball games, nothing about coaches, nothing else going on.
Nothing going on.
But you talk about a wild 3 weeks we've been through here covering LSU and the Tigers. But I think Ole Miss, Florida, Arkansas, kind of all in the same boat.
Auburn, yep.
Yeah, I think last time we talked, Mike, we were still talking about LSU as a playoff team. So things changed pretty quickly. But
real quick.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, times have changed now. Mike, you understand, James Franklin, before the season, was considered a top 10 coach in college football. He gets fired, and now he's got his new job, and this season still isn't even over yet. I mean,
right, exactly.
Of the timetable of how this thing is played out.
Yeah, listen, I do agree with Coach Saban. That part has to change in college football. Now, I think you will always have an outlier coach like Lane Kiffin, because he's one of one. He's got three different teams that want him. And if he stayed a little longer, he would have NFL people after him at this stage. And he has had that history of doing it. And whoever gets him, if he stays at Ole Miss, if he comes to LSU, if he goes to Florida, guess what? I hate to break you the news, but in a couple years, we're going to go through this same scenario again with him. He's kind of become the Bill Parcells of college football in this kind of football chess of going here, going there, going here, and almost like, you know what? I want another challenge in life. So I'll ask you, the percentage that you would give on LSU to land Lane Kiffin, I guess a week from now.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, like right this minute, and keep in mind this thing could change, you know, minute to minute. But right now, I'd say it's probably a 70% to 80% chance of happening. Everybody I've talked to has said, you know, Florida was kind of late to get to the table with them, and you know that a few weeks ago maybe Florida was in the driver's seat. But LSU's done a great job of doing their due diligence, putting together a great package. You know, it doesn't hurt when Nick Saban kind of nudges him in the direction of LSU and says, yeah, I think I would go there. Right now, LSU is the leader in the clubhouse. But as you guys know, the one thing that is consistent with Lane Kiffin is he's the most unpredictable dude out there.
You don't know. It's right.
Exactly. Make sure that ain't no invisible ink when he signed that contract. That's all I can tell you. The Arkansas spot, I'll ask you that. There are a lot of rumors. And I'd heard it from somebody involved with University of Arkansas. He said my personal favorite would be Matt Campbell, the coach at Iowa State.
Uh-huh.
He says, I think he could win here. Now, again, I think Matt may be a little bit like Lane in that in a couple years he might kind of take off. But your thoughts on who's the leader in the clubhouse at the University of Arkansas?
Yeah, I think about a week ago, the leader was Ryan Silverfield at Memphis, and then that kind of died down. And then, you know, Matt Campbell's name has kind of popped up here as of late. And he's a name that, over the years, he's had interest from SEC teams. I mean, last go-round, when LSU was, you know, in the Lincoln Riley boat and then eventually landed Brian Kelly, Matt Campbell's name was popping up a lot then. So it's kind of been understood. He's done a fantastic job there at Iowa State, given the resources, and it was always – man, if that guy gets a better opportunity elsewhere, what could he do with it? So, you know, Arkansas is a tough job. That schedule isn't getting any easier. Being in the SEC, obviously you're not as rich in resources as other schools, but the Walmart and Tyson Chicken money is real. If they're going to give him the resources and the money to go get some portal players, who knows? I mean, he's a great developer of talent. I'm over here in Houston, guys, and the Houston Texans have not one, not two, but three Iowa State wide receivers starting on their team right now. So
that's right.
He's put a lot of talent into the NFL, and so yeah, if he ends up being the Arkansas hire, I think that's a home run for them.
The Florida job, because to me, man, I look at it. They got resources, they got money, got players. Oh, within 120 miles of you,
yeah.
Man, we rolling. But there seems to be some missteps here along the way on how Florida won. I think a year ago, you've set Billy Napier up for a lame duck year. To me, you needed to get rid of him back a year ago, but then he got hot, team got onto a streak late. Where does Florida go if it's not Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had a few people around the country kind of tell me that maybe that Florida job isn't as sexy as people make it out to be. That, you know, it's, you know, you had the Steve Spurrier era, which was outstanding, and then you had the about the 5-6 year run with Urban Meyer, which was outstanding. Yeah. But outside of that, there's been a lot of mediocre football played at that university over the years and a lot of dud coaches. So, you know, I think a lot of people go back to the Spurrier and Urban years, but they forget all the years in between. And obviously the difference with LSU, with three different, you know, coaches in the last 20 years winning national championships there. So that's where I think LSU is a notch ahead in the Lane Kiffin hunt. But if Florida is truly out, you know, barring some miracle last run at Lane, I've heard that, you know, they're probably in the tier of those next a level of coaches, whether it's Clark Lee at Vanderbilt or Brent Key at Georgia Tech or, you know, something like that. I still think the one that would be outstanding is Alex Golish at USF. I know it's not, you know, it's not the headline grabber, you know, hire. People aren't running to grab their checkbook to write a check for him, but that guy's a Josh Heupel disciple that has turned USF into a borderline playoff team, and his offense is exactly what Florida could use if they could keep DJ Lagway there at quarterback. But again, it's all about winning the press conference, and I keep telling people, forget about winning the press conference. You know, 5 years ago, Hugh Freeze won the press conference at Auburn. I thought it was a hell of a hire. Turned out to not be. You know, I thought Brian Kelly was a home run hire. Turned out to not be. So forget about winning over the press conference. Hire the guy you think is going to do the best job over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John Sumrall. And so John's got his hands full right now because it's 10-7 Tulane over Temple. And so he won't hear it, but I do a show with him every week. And so I know he don't like to have his name thrown out there, but it's obvious that Sumrall is going to become a hot commodity guy out there on the market no matter what happens. And because of what he's been able to do and I think one of the things, Chris, about him is how much he's embraced the new era of football.
Yes, yes.
In that he knows he had to go out and get key pieces in the transfer portal. But also he always would emphasize to me, hey, listen, we're not going to be in the 4-4. We're not going to get most of the top players in the state of Louisiana. But we got to recruit and develop high school players.
Yep.
He felt that was so important because Louisiana has so many of those players. He can go out a little east into Mississippi. He can or into Alabama where he's done a good job. Or out west in Texas. John Sumrall becomes now once Kiffin makes that decision, I think he also is a high-level, kind of second-level guy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I mean, if you believe the report the other day that, you know, there was a report that he was going to interview with Florida, and then that got called off, and, you know, some people were kind of guessing, okay, does this mean, you know, the reports are out there going after Lane? Did he say maybe, you know what, take my name out of the hat if I'm not your top candidate, if I'm going to be your second fiddle, but as of a few days ago, talking with folks at Auburn, he's the number one name on their list at Auburn.
I mean, I would think
a lot of folks there want him. I think there would be mutual interest. Look, that time he coached at Troy, I talked to some people that covered him there. I mean, they absolutely loved him. Troy's a 90-minute drive down the road from Auburn, Alabama. He knows those high school coaches all in that area. I think he'd be a hell of a hire, and there's a lot of folks at Auburn, Alabama that are pushing for John Sumrall.
Guess where his wife graduated from? Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little pull there, and he grew up in Alabama also. Chris, is there a guy that we aren't talking about? And I think that because we weren't talking about Brian Kelly.
Nope.
This late in this kind of game when you knew they were going to make the move off of Coach O, Brian Kelly's name kind of got brought in as a long-distance runner. When I hear that bell, I know it's the last lap, and somebody comes from back of the pack. Is there a coach out there that you say, I hear the bell, it might be, he might get himself thrown into these situations if it's doesn't work out and Lane decides to stay at Ole Miss, or the Ole Miss job, or the Florida job, or the Auburn job? Is there that bell ringer?
Well, the name that's kind of popped back up here in the last week is Lincoln Riley. You know, a lot of folks thinking, okay, he's doing a good job at USC. They're ranked. If they, you know, come out with a win over Oregon today, they're still very much in the playoff hunt. But that's the name that I was told from the Florida side and the LSU side to keep an eye on. I mean, obviously, he was LSU's number one pick in 21 before they hired Brian Kelly. And obviously he pivoted and went to USC, and people called him, oh, you're afraid of the SEC and all this. Well, sounds like he's not afraid of the SEC anymore, and he'd be willing to listen if either Florida or LSU came calling. So that was one that kind of came out of left field in the last couple days. Another name somebody said, threw out there in the last week is Chris Klieman at Kansas State. That's a guy who's done a great job that, I think would be really interesting at a next-level job. And then, the name that keeps popping up that I get maybe he's past his time, but John Gruden keeps pushing for a head coaching job in college. And he's kind of resurged out on the platform on Barstool Sports and putting his name out there and all that. I don't know if the guy could coach a lick in college, but I'll tell you what, he's going to bring attention. He's going to get you a lot of focus, and people will be talking about you. But that's one that I think would be very interesting to see if he lands a job, coaching a college team.
John Gruden will get you a lot of attention. Now, he might put you on probation,
too. He's going to get you put on probation.
Yeah. John doesn't quite know the rules of how things are done at the collegiate level. LSU playing today against Western Kentucky, I'll throw it out to you. What do you want to see from the Tigers? Certainly the continued look at Michael Van Buren. And Michael isn't just laying out the kind of audition for LSU and whoever's going to be their coach. But if that coach wants to go in a different direction, he's got to look good the next couple games.
Yeah.
And so what are you looking at to see from LSU? They're a much more talented team than Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky is an explosive team. They can score a lot of points. Not El Lazio stopping the run, but your thoughts on what you want to see from LSU when they play Western Kentucky tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, you want to see some continuity there with Van Buren. You want to see him to continue to develop that rapport. You want to see this offensive line develop a little bit more because, we're coaching for next year, right? I mean, we're trying to talent evaluate for what this team's going to look like next year, who's going to be back and all that. But also, look, if you fancy yourself pulling an upset next week in Norman, Oklahoma, I just watched that team today. That is a nasty defense. I mean, you need to
get
somebody going before you go out to Norman, because they are going to eat your lunch if you're not ready, this offensive line and Van Buren, his pocket awareness. So that's kind of what you want to see. I mean, I don't know if there's a score tonight. They could win 50-3. They could win 30-27. I mean, anything could happen tonight. Western Kentucky's not a bad football club. They this Tisdale kid took over as their quarterback a couple weeks ago, and he's played really well. So, again, I don't know if you're going to get a big answer, on is Van Buren the guy for next year, but certainly you want to get him some confidence going into Oklahoma for the last week next week.
Watching today, the one thing that stood out to me, Oklahoma's defense, I think you're absolutely right, Chris, jumped out at me, but Sean Mateer does not look like the same guy we saw earlier in the year. He's coming off that injury, but he's not playing with the confidence or the swagger that we saw from him earlier in the year. And I think that gives LSU kind of better than a fighter's punch chance to win, because their offense is not dynamic by any stretch of the imagination. Needed Zeller shoes, but,
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they only scored 17 today. I thought Mizzou's defense did a really good job of keeping him in check. And, he took a lot of the underneath throws. They had a lot of screens and a lot of shovel passes and things like that, making the simple throws. They did have that big busted play early with Isaiah Satania, who's got track speed. But I think LSU's defense matches up well next week, especially if, there's the potential that Whit Weeks is back. So, that's where you kind of look at LSU's offense and say, can y'all get us to 20, 22, 23 points? If they can, I think LSU will have a great chance to be in that game next week, because
you're right,
Mateer has not looked the same ever since that hand surgery he had.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Man, it's been too long. Always great to have you on with us. Great insights and always insightful. And I get to watch you now in the morning, when you do your show. I get to watch it now. Things are kind of swirled a little bit, but I get to watch you and do a great job on Locked On SEC on television.
I love it. Yeah, 11:30 weekdays on the Gulf Coast Sports Entertainment Network. And, it's the Lane Kiffin news has brought us a lot of viewers and clicks the last 3 or 4 days here.
Man, is the jumper cables on the battery, baby. We know it here, too, the exact same way. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you,
all
right.
That was our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patients and patient care. Again, thank you to Greg Stock and everybody there. Do a great job on the bayou. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.